Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Thursday, June 24th, 2021. In studio with me is Shannon, riding shotgun, and Annie on the other end, the producer. Thank you so much, everybody. Do me a favor. Do me a huge favor. Before we get started, we're going to talk about CRT. And for those of you that don't know, Shannon happens to be a white female, and I'm going to ask her about CRT and what it means for her and how does she think it's going to affect her and her children. And I'm a black male, and I'm going to tell her what I think about CRT. So what do you think? Black person CRT, white person CRT. But before we get into all of that, please do me a huge favor. Text WILL to 88202. WILL to 88202. You'll get information that you really need to know, and you'll get notifications about when we go live here every Thursday, God's willing. All right, and also, if you want to give us a call, yes, we are here live in studio. We are here live in studio. So if you want to give us a call, Shannon, what is that number if they want to give us a call?
They can call 1-516-595-8069. Make sure you press 1 to come on the line. I will repeat it for you one more time. Get your devices out. Get ready to type in the number. It is 516-595-8069, and it is really important that you press that 1 because that puts you on the line with Will.
Yeah, you have to push the number 1 button because you're number 1.
Well, I was going to say Will's number 1, but
you're number 1. Okay, so let's just get right into this. The critical race theory. Now, you hear a lot of them on the left, Shannon, trying to say that, well, critical race theory is something that we need to bring into the schools because it's for the children. We need to teach the children about racism. Seriously? Instead of teaching the children about the ABCs, your math, being a social study, being a good citizen, how to balance a checkbook, how to do your taxes, they want to introduce people disliking other people based on their race. And they're literally saying that, you know what, this is a good thing to teach the children. Now, you being a white female, knowing that the critical race theory is going to tell black, brown, Asian, you know, other kids, all kids other than white kids, that the white kids are bad. And that's essentially what they're doing. And they're saying that all of the stuff that happened in the past, still white kids today are benefiting from what they did in the past. And that's regardless if the white kids never even lived here. Let's just say their family lived in Poland, you know, never even owned a slave. They came, let's say, after all of the slavery was done. Let's just say the family even came in the late 60s, early 70s, never owned a slave. Mm-hmm. But they're still saying that the white people are here are just inherently bad because they're simply white.
Yeah. Whew. I don't know.
Is that a lot?
Well, it's a huge answer because there's so much to it, right? Before you go a little bit deeper,
okay? Let me say one more thing.
You want to get into the answer?
Let me say one more thing before you get into your answer.
Let me say this.
And I think it's really important.
Okay.
I think it's really important because, and I have to bring up this comparisons, right? I have to, because if we don't bring it up and we don't acknowledge it, we're going to end up in the same situation that happened in the 1930s in Germany. During that time, they convinced the masses that the Jewish people were evil. The Jewish people were bad. Now fast forward to to 2021, and it's critical race theory. As a black man, I'm telling everybody that they are trying to make it out that white people are bad. So white people, my opinion, I'm not trying to equate to what happened to the Jewish people during that time, but if we don't prevent it, if we don't get ahead of this, they're going to repeat what they did to the Jewish people. Okay? What they did was horrible. No one should ever go through that. And I don't want anybody to ever go through that. So what do we do as a society? We have to speak up against this craziness. So my question to you, as a white female, that you know that they're deliberately saying that because you are white, simply because you are white, that you're spoiled, you're privileged, and you're just inherently bad because you were born white.
Well, I think it's really ridiculous because, honestly, I look around, like, if I went to a basketball game, I would quite frankly think that those basketball players have more privilege than I do, right? Or stars, no matter what race they are, have more privilege than I do. I mean, there's other people that I look around and I'm going, well, that person has more privilege than I do. So quite frankly, I'm not seeing why you're saying I have more privilege than that person basically just because I'm white. But listen, we know that, you know, one of the main criticisms of
CRT
is that it teaches children. This is like the biggest problem. They're pushing it in schools and they're teaching kids divisive concepts, right? They're saying, listen, because this person's white, they're bad. And because that person's black, you treat them bad because they're less than you. That's really truly what we're teaching them.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, they're literally saying it's so racist in itself, both ways. It's reverse racism against let's treat them bad because they've treated you bad. But they're also saying, listen, the reason why they treated you bad is because they think you're less than them, which these little kids are probably sitting there going, what are you talking about? Like, I don't think that so-and-so is any different than me.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it really is going to ruin our country because we have seen where, and, you know, we get so many emails, messages, we get messages from parents where their white children are being mistreated, you know, or forced to do certain things that, quite frankly, no child should be forced to do, you know, saying that I'm a bad person because I'm white.
I think you're referring to the student that had to do the paper, the school paper, and admit that the teachers wanted him to admit that he was a mixed child, but he had to admit that his whiteness was bad and oppressive. And she wanted him to put that in paper.
Yeah, the teacher did.
And the teacher wanted him to put that in paper. With the mom finding out about this, she's black. She got upset, went up to the school, rightfully so. Rightfully so. But they didn't do anything to the teacher, to my understanding. It's just sickening that this is happening, that they're pushing this on the children.
But it wasn't just, it just wasn't her. I mean, it's happening in hundreds of schools to thousands of children, and it's causing a wedge. Because then it's also teaching people that we've already said are victims. I mean, we've already said the blacks are victims, right? Or that, I should correct myself.
I am a victim.
He said, you are a victim of society because of the color of your skin.
I'm a victim.
Right? So then people sit there and they go, oh, my gosh, everything bad that's ever happened to me is not because of life or personal choices.
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh, it's because of white people.
Because of white people. Just because white people exist. I'm supposed to be oppressed and supposed to have it in my mind. Just because there was white people that are around in my world, that I couldn't be successful the way I wanted to be. I'm not a millionaire today because of white people. It's just the stupidity.
Right, because you have plenty of black people coming out now, which I'm very happy is happening. Mm-hmm. We're happy to see that doctors, lawyers, all kinds of people are saying, listen, I'm successful because of my own merit. It had nothing to do with, you know, me. You know, I had the opportunity that everybody else had. I had struggles like everybody else had, but I had opportunity just like everybody else had. And really, it erases this critical race theory, erases the fundamental idea that was created here in America. We're all people are created equal under God. And they're getting away from that. And they're saying, well, this is to teach people, you know, white people that they victimize black people forever. Most of the population here in America has not been racist, has not victimized black people. They may have not gotten along for one reason or another, but it's not because of color. It's probably because of personality or personal choices or whatever. We have no accountability.
Right.
Personal accountability for people here in America. They're literally saying your problem is because of somebody else and let's let government fix it. Right?
Exactly.
Let's let government fix it.
Yeah, let government fix it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we're even having this conversation. Mm. It's completely ridiculous that we're even having this conversation.
Right.
And for this to even continue to take place in the year 2021, we're supposed to be better than this as a society. We're supposed to be better than this. We're supposed to move on from all of this. Martin Luther King and many other people have bled and even died so that we could move on, color being the top priority for people to address each other. And that's exactly what's happening here. You know, the whole famous phrase that Martin Luther King said, don't judge people by the color, but by their character, right? And you hear the left, they constantly spew that out there. But who's the one who's pushing the color? Who's pushing color onto all of us? Who's the one that's saying that white people are inherently bad simply because they're white? It's not Republicans. And see, they're making the effort to say, well, Republicans don't want critical race theory.
Yeah, I'm offended. You know, when Biden gets up there and he says that, these black people have had, you know, that are living today. We're talking about today, right? We're not talking about slavery happened. It shouldn't have happened. By the way, it was in the South, perpetuated by Democrats. But anyways, they'll never address that.
Right.
But even though today a lot of problems that people have had are self, things that they've made decisions themselves to do or not do, right? And then he looks at white people and is saying, like, you're all bad. He's not even saying like there are some good white people. He's not even saying that. He's not even saying that young white children are innocent. He's even saying they're guilty. And more than ever, most of our population is interracial one way or another. Most of it is interracial. I mean, it's at an all-time high here in America. So even just like that one child that we talked about where his mom was black and his dad was white,
uh-huh.
Imagine the conflict he's having. He's like, oh, well, by way of my father, I should have white privilege, but by way of my mother,
I'm a victim exactly.
of my dad, but I'm looking at my mom and dad, and they're black and white, and they love each other, and they don't suppress each other, and they lift each other up, and I'm not seeing the racism that the rest of the world is seeing.
But what's happening is you have the school boards and teachers pushing this racism onto our children. You know the reason why I believe that they are doing this is because they could not get enough violence from BLM, Antifa, out in the streets. They want more of it, because they want more division. And the reason why I say Antifa BLM, because, you know, the whole George Floyd issue.
Mm-hmm.
The whole George Floyd issue, right? They bring up George Floyd and any other black thug criminal that commits a crime out there. And the next thing you know, they have Antifa and BLM burning down cities, destroying vehicles, parking lots, even taking people's lives. They're doing all of this stuff because they want the division, because the mainstream media, the leftist, socialist, communist mainstream media, has pushed this onto the people. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
They push this onto the people.
Right.
So as an end result, they have to target the children to make sure that it can keep alive. They want the racism to stay alive. Let the racism go. Let it go. What was the actor's name? The black male, I can't remember his name. He's played one movie. He played like he was God, and he played in a whole bunch of movies. deep voice. He actually played president in one movie. Tip of my tongue. If I wasn't thinking about it, I could just pop it out. I'm pretty sure someone's listening and say, it's so-and-so, Will. It's so-and-so. But I can't remember. But anyways, he did an interview, and I think you're looking up the name if you can find it. He did an interview.
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you. Why can't I remember Morgan Freeman? I mean, my goodness. But anyways, he did an interview, and they asked him, how do we stop racism? He said, stop talking about it.
Right.
He said, stop talking about it. Stop. And the only reason why we're talking about it is because you have the left pushing it. CRT is creating racism. So if and the Democrats are all saying,
well, we need
to be able to push this.
Right.
We need to be able to teach it to the children because the children need to know where they came from.
Democrats are pushing racism.
Exactly. 100%.
Not CRT. CRT is their
mechanism
to do it.
Exactly.
Listen, on, you know, we talked about it before. We're on in June this past month. Biden went to Black Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went to Tulsa to celebrate Black Wall Street. At the same time, he didn't even acknowledge D-Day, right?
Right.
But while he was there, listen to what he said. He said, I call on the American people to reflect on the deep roots of racial terror in our nation and recommit to the work of rooting out systemic racism across our country. Are they really working on rooting it out? I don't think they are working on rooting it out. Do you think they're working on rooting it out? I feel like they're pushing it. They're creating it. They're embedding it into our society. They're literally creating a divisive country by saying you are this and you are that. Instead of saying we are all Americans, we are all free, we all have the same, we're literally saying, okay, well, now it's our turn to be racist against these people because we're done being racist against these people because now we got them under control, but now we need these other people under control, so we're going to be called them the racist. We're going to be racist against them. I don't know. What do you think? You know, you haven't answered the question yet.
What's the question?
The question is, you as a black man.
As a black man. I'm a victim. No, I'm not. Really, I'm
are
not.
Are you black? I don't know. They call you like a coon.
They call me all of these extra things. They try to say that I'm not black because mm-hmm. I don't talk bad about white people. They
right.
say I'm not black because I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
They say I'm not black because I say that I'm not oppressed, that I'm not a victim, that any of the circumstances that happen, any faults that happen are my fault. I don't blame white people for the stuff that's going on in my life. If I'm going to blame someone that when something goes wrong in my life, I blame myself.
Well,
unless someone deliberately comes and does
right.
something, that's one thing. But if I make a decision, if I make a choice, I don't, and it doesn't pan out the way that I want to, I don't blame white people. I don't blame white people because I don't have a doctorate. Seriously, whose fault is that? If I want to believe that's a fault, if I don't have a master's degree in something,
but you feel like you could have done it if you wanted to, right?
If I could, you know what? I did a different career plan. My career was in IT, and I put years and years into education and in training into becoming a technical engineer,
mm-hmm.
and I was very good at my job. And no one held me back from doing that. I was very successful. I used to live in Silicon Valley. I was making six figures in Silicon Valley from doing IT work because I applied myself. Now, I didn't have anybody white prevent me from doing that. To be honest with you, I actually had white people help me along the way.
Right.
I mean, seriously, I actually had white people help me along the way. And
right.
But see, they don't. And see, the crazy thing is, and the white people that did it, they didn't do it because I was black. Not any of them came up to me and said, "Well, you know what, Mr. Johnson, we see that you're a black male, and you're incapable of doing anything on your own. You can't even apply your own sensible thinking to yourself. So we're here to tell you." That's how they came up with the whole Black Lives Matter, you know.
Yeah.
White people telling black people that the lives matter because black people are incapable of thinking for themselves. So we're here to save you. We're here to help you out. It's the ignorance. It's the stupidity of it all. Mm-hmm. And for that to take place, I mean, come on, people. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's sad because, you know, I know a lot of people that have careers, and none of them, when you talk to them, say, did you ever feel like because you are Black or Mexican or Asian or whatever that you couldn't have done it because of the white people in America? Most of them look at me and just, like, laugh.
Wait.
Like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Well, you know the one thing that really gets me?
Those people that feel like that are the ones that aren't successful, that didn't make good decisions,
right,
that didn't try.
Well, what gets me are these rich, filthy rich, especially filthy rich Black people that will go out and tell other Black people that white people are oppressing them, like LeBron James. He has this mentality that white people have done stuff to him. Look at the white people pay his ticket. I mean, seriously.
Well,
white people have put millions into him.
I mean, my thing is white people may have done something to him, but it's not because they were necessarily racist. It's because human nature, we do things. I mean,
right,
you know, as a human resource manager, there was people that we hired or didn't hire or give positions to or not give positions to, and it wasn't ever based on someone's color, but somebody may have said, oh, my gosh, they give it to me because I'm Black, when really it has nothing to do with that, right? I'm just saying, I'm not that that happened in my particular life, but I'm saying that things that happen to people, they assume that it's happening to them because of their color, right? Not
right,
because of their education, or because of their effort, or because of their personal decisions. And that's what's frustrating. Will, do you think that not only is critical race theory damaging and divisive, but think about the damage it's causing to the children that are growing up. Number one, what's it doing to the white children? What is their thing? Oh, I'm such a horrible person. Because we've seen videos of white people. They get on there and they go, oh, my gosh, I'm such a terrible person because I'm white. And I'm sitting there going, really? Do you really believe that?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, because if you really believe that, then you are racist and you're admitting
oh,
that, listen,
goodness,
I'm a white person that was racist. And you're actually Democrat. So, once again,
so,
I'm just sitting there going, like, what are you saying?
I know. That,
right.
I don't even think they realize what they're saying. But I want to play something for you. This is Senator Josh Howey. And he's talking about the critical race theory. He's a white male. And he is so on point about what they're trying to do implementing this critical race theory. Mm-hmm. But before I get into that, I want to mention Joy Reid from MSDNC.
Oh, she's an idiot.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, she.
Talk about a racist.
Talk about race.
Talk about a racist woman.
Person. Yeah, she is totally racist. For those of you who don't know who racist Joy Reid is, she's on MSDNC, and she's on there. She plays this clip of this white lady saying, just because I don't want critical race theory taught to my children doesn't make me racist.
Okay.
And Joy Reid comes back and said, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It makes you racist. If you don't want to teach your child that your child is racist because he's white, it makes you racist, is what Joy Reid is saying.
Yeah.
It's so
maddening.
Sickening.
It's maddening.
It's maddening and sickening.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but let me play this clip for you. This is what Senator Josh Howey, and listen to what he says about the critical race theory.
Now, it's a free country. Dr. Kendi and these other authors can write their books and debate their views and put them out in public. It's absolutely their right to do so. They are welcome to do so. But what we cannot allow, what we must not allow, is our federal government to affirm and sanction and advocate this critical race theory. We cannot allow the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth, to legitimize a new era of racial engineering. In the past few years, critical race theory has gained new prominence in the giant corporations, in the media, in the military, even in our children's schools. We're seeing this across the country. We've seen too many of our children exposed to a curriculum like the 1619 Project and its derivatives that encourages division rather than unity, that rewrites our history in the service of an ideological agenda rather than in the service of truth. Young children set off to school with eyes full of hope and hearts full of pride in their country, only to be taught that white privilege defines the nation, that subjects like mathematics are inherently racist, that the Christian faith is oppressive. They're taught that the nuclear family perpetuates racism. Now imagine for a moment if you were taught the same. Imagine if you were taught that your dreams were unjust or unfair, that your family were oppressors, that you were at fault for the problems of our society today. These are just nurturing their dreams. We should be nurturing their hopes. We should be giving them a great hope for the future of this great nation known as the United States of America, a hope for the future of the greatest nation in the history of the world, rather than teaching them to mistrust their classmates and to distrust their own history.
Exactly. Exactly. They're wanting people to distrust their own history. And the Democrats want to change the history.
And their classmates.
And their classmates. I mean, to prove the point is that the Democrats have adopted the idea that President Abe Lincoln was a Democrat, knowing good and well that he wasn't. They even go as far as saying Martin Luther King was a Democrat when he wasn't. They tried to say Martin Luther King stood side by side with the Democrats when he did not. The only thing he did with the Democrats, he worked with them because they were in political power. He had no choice. LBJ, prime example. He had to work with them. And the only reason why the Democrats did it is because they found another way of controlling black people. That's all that is.
Right. And, you know, it goes back to what I was – my question before you actually played the clip is, imagine what it's doing to these children, right?
Oh, my goodness.
He said, you know, it's making you mistrust your fellow student. I mean,
mm-hmm.
imagine the tension
mm-hmm.
or the mixed feeling
mm-hmm.
that we're creating in these children
yep.
sitting in these classrooms. The black kid looking at the white kid going, oh, my gosh, you're suppressing me, even though they really aren't.
They're just sitting in the same classroom. They didn't have lunch together, and the white kid probably shared the apple with the black kid, and the black kid probably shared the fruit with the banana with the white kid.
Right.
But now they get in class, and like, wait a minute, we're supposed to dislike each other because you're white?
Right. And, you know, where he talked about math,
mm-hmm.
they actually did say that math is
racist
because black kids have tested lower than the white kids on average, and so therefore it's racist. Literally, math. But come on, people, really.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So then they try to make it easier.
I got math kids.
Wait, let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So then they make math easier for the black children.
So they dumb it down.
Yeah, they dumb it down. Is that not insulting?
Oh, it's 100% insulting.
And I'm sitting here, and the parents are probably like, oh, well, at least he's getting a better grade. I mean, that's probably what they're saying.
Oh, my goodness. You know what else is racist?
It's insulting.
You know what else is racist?
You, because you keep cutting me off.
I'm going to tell you what else is racist. And it's not just racist to black people. It's racist to everybody.
What's that?
High gas prices. It's racist. It's racist. I got to pay these high gas prices. I mean, seriously, I saw an article the other day, just to get off subject a little bit real quick. I saw an article just yesterday, actually. CNN put it out there. Talking about, you can't blame Joe Biden for the gas prices going high. And I'm like, seriously, how stupid can people be? Who shut down the XL pipeline? We all know it was a leftist group hacking these pipelines. And also, we got an idiot in the big house. So, of course, it's Biden's fault that the gas prices are going through the roof. You don't shut down a gas pipeline and expect the gases to go down.
Will.
It's idiotic.
There's only one reason why it's his fault.
It's he's racist.
Because he's white, right? You always go off on those little tangents.
I mean, I can't help it because it makes me think about all the stupid stuff that they're doing.
Yeah,
and they want us to believe it. I mean, but anyways, let's do this. Let's make sure people have the phone number.
Yeah,
I was getting ready to say that.
Yeah, you're trying to cut me off again.
I'm cutting you off, yeah. That's that privilege.
Okay.
I do have a white privilege card.
He does, actually.
In my wallet.
And
I have a white privilege.
I went to Costco. I'm not kidding. He does it. He pulls it out.
I went to Costco.
And this one girl looked at the card like, what was that?
Yeah,
card?
I went to Costco.
He didn't say nothing to him,
every time I go in Costco, I show the white privilege card. And I'm just waiting for someone to say you can't use it. Really? Really?
I get out my car and act like I'm not walking in with him. So the number here is 516-595-8069. You need to press 1 to come on the line and talk to Will. We want to know what you think about the critical race theory.
Is it happening
in the school district next to you? We want to hear what people in your local area is doing to fight against critical race theory, if anything. It's a huge topic.
And did you know you don't have to have a student in the school for you to go to the school board and speak up?
Yeah. I mean, you're taxed
for
that position.
So give the number one more time just in case people are like, I missed the number.
Okay. It's 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line.
Don't forget, push that 1.
Is waiting to push it to us.
Push that 1. Push the number 1.
Yeah, just one or two of you call us. Like, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what you're thinking.
Push the number 1 button.
Push Will's number one button.
Yeah, after you dial the number. And did you, I think a lot of people don't know, because these videos are popping up everywhere on the internet where parents are going to the school boards and they're addressing the issues of them trying to teach racism to the children. And they're actually, some of these parents are getting arrested. You know, maybe some of them are getting a little violent with them. I mean, I can understand the violence. I don't ever call for the violence. But, I mean, when you push stuff onto adults, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I get it. You say, adults, you need to do this. And adults can say, no, I'm not going to do it, and just walk away. You know, we get to do that as adults. Or we can voice our opinion and say, yeah, no, we're not going to do this as adults. We can argue the point all day. But when you start targeting children, oh, my goodness, expect parents to react differently.
Yeah.
If you want parents to get real aggressive with you and to just go out and want to smash you, start targeting their children. And that's exactly what these leftists are doing. They're targeting the children and they expect you to be complacent and say nothing.
Right. I know at one city school board meeting where parents were arrested, they said that they were arrested for an illegal gathering.
Unlawful gathering.
Right. I was like, what? It's a school board meeting. It's open to the city. Anybody in the city that wants to come and sit and actually at one point they're even supposed to open up the mic for any questions, concerns, whatever. A lot of school boards are trying to shut that down. They're trying to say, oh, you can't come in here and question us. Which, I mean, that's part of the whole, you know, I guess you want to say balance in our government is we have the right to address elected officials and question them on things that are happening. But some of these elected officials, they don't want to be questioned anymore. They're saying, listen, we're getting into power and then you don't have any right to question us, right? And I feel like they're moving on everything so quickly because they want, you know, well, we already know, like the Voting Act, they want to stay in power. Kamala Harris has made, instead of the border, she's made the voting issue her top priority. Right,
yeah.
Because she wants to stay in power. And the fact that they want to make Washington, D.C. a new state and add 2 more seats to the Senate and such, it's because they want to stay. They know it's a Democratic
about the Democrats.
So I actually read a thing on history the other day, and they are historically called Democratic. It's the Republicans that changed it to Democrat, and they don't know why they changed it to Democrat. Anyways, they're not Democratic.
There's no democracy linked
to Democrats.
Well, maybe because the Republicans realized what the Democrats were trying to do, because there's nothing the Democrats don't really care about democracy, and they truly are not Democratic, because if they were, they wouldn't be trying to convince people that your child is bad because your child is white. How democratic is that? It's not. And on top of that, if they were all about being democratic and about democracy, they would make sure that the citizens of these United States would have a say-so in everything and not bring people from outside the country and try to say that they have more of a say-so in our political realm than we do.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening. They're trying to destroy democracy.
Yeah, they really are. Because this isn't a decision by the population. These are decisions made by elected officials who are elected by the population, but it's because we're a republic. We're not a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, hey, listen, you know, when they're basically, we were watching a hearing the other day and they were saying, listen, the fact that Washington, D.C. doesn't have two more Senate seats, you know, representing their district, it ruins our democracy. When we vote, it ruins our democracy. And I'm like, well, when you guys vote, it's not a democracy. You guys are part of the republic. You are representatives that were duly elected by the population. But your vote in the Senate is not really a representative of democracy. It's a representation of our republic.
Right. Exactly.
But it's so funny the way they throw that word around, democracy, so loosely, right? Like, they're hurting our democracy. And people sit there and go, oh, they're hurting our democracy.
You know what?
They're hurting my voice. They're hurting they're hurting me, and it triggers emotions. And,
And what's the new one? Your right to vote is the most important thing. And they're trying to say that. And they're trying to say the Republicans are trying to take your vote away. Really? Really, the Republicans are making it to where you vote, your vote counts as an American citizen. But see, the Democrats, they're coming in fighting for those that are not American citizens so that they can have the right to vote. That's what this is about. They don't come out and say that. Because then they know people are like, wait a minute, they're not American citizens. How are you going to fight for them to vote? But that's exactly what they're trying to do, because the Republicans are not preventing American citizens from voting. They're just making sure that a poor man vote counts the same as a rich man's vote. And for some reason, that is a major problem when it comes to the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major problem for them. So I know we got off a little bit here, but I want to play another clip here. This is about the critical race theory, and this is a group of parents that are addressing the school board about the critical race theory. And the first three parents in here are males, and they're white. And this news station that played this, they wanted to make sure that the people that are against it, they showed white males, and the people that are for it, of course, is white liberals, and they have one black or white liberals that are female, and they have one black female that's against it.
Oh, wow.
So just check it out. Listen.
An overflow crowd, parents giving Forsyth County school board members an earful.
If you have materials that you're providing where it says if you were born a white male, you were born an oppressor, you are abusing our children.
One speaker after another accused board members of introducing so-called critical race theory about whites, blacks, and U.S. history into the classrooms. Parents saying that CRT is now indoctrinating students, disguised in the school system's initiatives on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI.
The DEI program is a Trojan horse that will bring in a slippery slope. A slippery slope that will ultimately end in critical race theory, white repentance, and the McDonaldization of America's students.
Please get back to just teaching our children math, science, factual history, equity of opportunity, and teach them how to think and not what to think.
Exactly. So I had I had to stop it there. Such a powerful statement. But you know what? These socialist members that are sitting on these school boards, and it's really disturbing to see so many of them sitting on all these school boards across the country, even in red states. It's like they knew on purpose to get on these school boards to attack our children.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, these three males here that you just heard, they're all white males, They're speaking against critical race theory. Me as a black man saying that they were 100% correct. Now listen to the two white liberal females and the one black liberal female as they are for critical race theory and how they try to push it.
But other parents and some students said that's not what's going on in the classrooms at all. They urged the board members to expand the DEI policy.
This isn't critical race theory. This is diversity inclusion. This is the golden rule, do unto others.
What could be the motivation for going against diversity and inclusion?
We should make sure every child feels included. I don't know how or why this would be debated.
They don't know how or why this is debated. At what point are children not being included? Seriously, they want to include hatred into the school, and that's what people are fighting against.
Well, unfortunately, these teachers didn't bring any curriculum to the meeting to show an example of whether or not this is divisive or not divisive. We've had plenty of parents bring us homework assignments such that are completely divisive and completely racist. So you can sit up there all day and go, oh, I can't believe, you know, you're not for inclusion. We are for inclusion. It's actually the opposite. We're for inclusion. We're for equality. We're for treating everybody equal. They're not.
Mm-mm.
They're not.
No, they're not.
And to get up there and say such a blanket statement, it doesn't give any merit to their argument as far as I'm concerned. Parents are legitimately concerned about some of the lessons that are being taught to their children. They're bringing it to the school boards. Even for sexual education, we had one mother, her video went viral of showing example of what her child was being taught. And the board was just like,
the sexual act of it in the book.
Right.
I mean, my goodness.
And the board members were just kind of like, kind of shocked that she was showing this to them. Right. Like they were.
But they approved it.
Right.
They approved it. And they were, you know what? They were upset because she brought it to light, showing everyone how these leftists, and I'm going to have to say it, they're all pedophiles. They're pushing this onto children. Makes them a pedophile.
And you know what?
And they got upset with her because she said, look, y'all pushing this onto the children. You approved this.
I'm going to tell you what. I could care less about what those teachers feel or think about what should be taught to my child. I could care less about their opinion. I want them to teach math. I want them to teach history, like the gentleman said, correct history. I just want them to do the blanket things. I don't want them to teach some of the social issues and stuff that they're teaching. Because really, it is teaching them how to be and how what to say and what to think. It's not teaching free thought, right? And so when they get up there and they're like, I don't understand. I'm like, you know what? Sit down. Let me tell you what my tax dollars are paying you to do and what I approve of and what I don't approve of.
Yeah. And you know what? They're doing the same thing like they did with the whole climate change when it comes to CRT. You know, when first they were saying global warming, but people were not going along with the global warming because, it's, you know, okay, people not buying the global warming because it was cold in places. So they changed it from global warming to climate change, you know, because we all see the climate change at least four times a year. You know, we all see that. So they changed it to climate change to try to convince people of something else, their whole agenda. They're doing the same thing here. Instead of saying critical race theory, CRT. They mentioned it in that report that they're calling it diversity, equity, inclusion. Seriously, diversity, equity, inclusion. Meaning the same thing as CRT, but we renamed it as something else to seem like we just want everybody to come together. But you know what? People are onto it. The liberals have lost all rational thinking. Soon as they put in diversity and it's coming from them, we know what they mean.
Right.
When they're talking about equality, mm-hmm. equity, we know exactly what they mean, and especially when they say inclusion.
Right. I mean, there, all these terms are about lying, they're manipulating, they're playing language games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're not telling the truth. what they're doing is they're doing hot button issues,
yes.
Right? Like, how can we trigger these people, right? How can we get them stimulated? Because what is the other purpose? What is the purpose of sitting in there in a room? Is it productive to say, listen, you're a terrible person because you're white. You're a victim because you're black. How productive is that? It's not unifying. It's not productive. If anything, it's counterproductive, right? Now, if we teach, listen, you are all Americans. You all have the opportunity in America to be whatever you want to be. That's what we were taught before. We see a whole bunch of people that came out of that are successful of all races.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But now we're doing the opposite. And we're literally, Will, you and I have seen job postings where they're literally like, listen, at this point, we're only hiring blacks or minorities.
Well, yeah, I mean, a popular one is iHeartRadio. They straight up said I'm going to paraphrase it here. We're not going to hire white people right now. White people don't even apply because you're not going to get hired. They're straight up discriminating. Can you imagine?
It's absolutely racist.
I mean, if a company says, you know what, we're not going to hire any black people, so don't even apply. Oh, my goodness. There will be lawsuits flying left and right.
You know why? Because it's racist.
And where's the ACLU at?
Well.
The ACLU should be like, wait a minute, this is not right. Aren't there white people at the ACLU? I mean, seriously.
Well, they're probably liberal.
No, they're 100% liberal. ACLU is 100% liberal. But it's the point, the double standards. But you know what? I have to say, there are some students that are grasping what's going on, even the young ones. There's a young girl, a young lady at the age of 9 that gets it. And she's very good. And she has a strong political career ahead of her if she wants it. Or, you know, she could probably even be a lawyer. She can apply herself to be anything. I want you to listen to what she says, because she blows it out the water.
See here again. The other day I was walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch, I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. Does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Walz just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I don't really care what color their hair, skin, or eyes is. I judge by the content or the way they treat me. MLK said, I have a dream that one day my 4 little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That dream has come true. I do not care or look at the color of skin, but you make me think of it. I have Asian, Mexican, white, Chinese, black friends, and I don't care. I like them because some of them make me laugh, some are sweet and kind, sporty, or share the love of God. They are just my friends. You have lied to me, and I am very disappointed in all of you. You cannot even follow your own rules. If you're going to do that, why do we follow any rules we deemed unfit or ridiculous? I'm not following your mask rule anymore then. Get the posters out of our schools. Courage is contagious, so be courageous.
Exactly. Dang.
9 years old.
9 years old.
I like it.
And, you know, the critical race theory with them putting BLM signs up is part of the curriculum. Seriously.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, it's part of the equity
Yeah.
curriculum.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're going to put Black Lives Matter sign up, shouldn't it be appropriate to put up White Lives Matter too, or in All Lives Matter? But they can't do that because they want the division.
Yeah.
It's all about creating the division. And you know what? One of the another reason why I think they're trying to push it into the schools is because once they get the students hating each other because of color, and then the students end up getting in conflicts with one another, all that's going to do is spill over to the parents. And then the parents are going to get upset because they're pushing this nonsense.
Well, we've already seen plenty of grown adults acting a fool against another race. Mainly, we've seen a lot of Black people just acting crazy.
Against
right?
Asians especially.
I mean,
against Asian people especially.
I mean, they just go crazy. They shoot people. They've been killing people. I mean, it's crazy,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is a product of the division, quite frankly. I mean, listen, we just had Biden administration create a debt relief program where only if you're non-white farmer can you apply.
Yeah.
Now, if I was a white farmer and I'm sitting here struggling and I'm saying, oh, my gosh, I'm just like them. I'm equal to them in the size of my farm, in the production. I've done everything that they've done. They are no greater than me, and I'm no greater to them. But yet you're giving them something simply based on the color of their skin. That is racism. So this isn't just happening in the schools. This administration and this Democrat government is creating division all across our country in the legislation that they're creating, in the school curriculum that they're creating. I mean, it's crazy. And we need people to speak up. I mean, in Florida, there was a judge that actually blocked Biden's debt relief program for non-white farmers because it's racist, people. It's absolutely racist.
100%. And, of course, the left, they don't see it that way. When you're doing this to white people, they have it in their mind that it's justified. Hands down, straight up. They have it. They figure that it's justified for them to do this towards white people because white people have been the oppressors for all of this time. It's stupid. What are we even doing here, people?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Right.
I mean, have we, like I mentioned when we first started, have we not gotten past all of this? Why are we even still talking about people's color? We could be so much better. We could achieve so much more in society if we could just get beyond this petty nonsense.
Right. It's funny because I sent you a clip. I don't know if you got it, but there's this guy that's really come out that's really against the critical race theory, right? His name is, and you've probably heard of him, Christopher Rufo. He actually had a conflict with Mrs. Reed on her show. Anyways, Chris Reed has actually come out, and he's arguing against critical race theory, but believe it or not, he's arguing from some research that came out of the Obama administration, where research that they did said that by and large that there is not racism in America, literally. I mean, that's just, of course, a very high.
And this came out the Obama administration.
Right.
And he's basically defending what came out of the Obama administration.
Right. He said it's so funny because he's actually using this research that they had come out of the Obama administration saying that, listen, racism is not where it used to be. People are actually more successful. People are picked for jobs based on their merits. I mean, it's had all this stuff in it. And so he's actually using that to argue against critical race theory, right? And so my question is, listen, if Obama knew that back then, if research out of his time as a president came out and said this, then Biden knew it too. right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you always have to look, when you are dealing with Democrats, you have to look at what their intentions are by what they're doing. Because, like, honestly, they never cared about Washington, D.C. becoming an actual state until right now. They're pushing it really hard right now because they want to keep control in the Senate, right, and Congress. That's their whole purpose. Their purpose isn't all of a sudden they really care about the people in Washington, D.C. Because believe me, if the demographic was it was mostly conservative, they would be pushing for it not to be a state, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you always have to look at what their intentions are. You can't believe what they say. You have to look at their actions. You have to compare it to what they've done in the past. How come all of a sudden this is important to these people, right? And these people have been in power for many, many, many years. It's not like they just popped up and they're like, oh, we're new here and we've seen that this has been unfair in the past, so now we're here to fix it. That's not what it is.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I know.
I mean,
it's for loss for words, as you don't say no.
I understand why they're doing it, because they want division. And they're all saying that they're inclusive and, you know, equality and equity. And you know, they say all of these key words that's supposed to make people go like, yeah, we can't be against, you know, being inclusive. Who would be against that? But they say the words, but they're actually against it.
Right.
And it's just, we're actually having a conversation. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it's going to get a lot worse. I think it's going to get so bad. And they're not going to stop, because they feel that this is their opportunity. They feel that this is the time for them to remove anything and everything that goes against their sinister agenda. Because
right.
I've said this many times. The left, they believe they have all the answers. The left, they believe they know what's best for us all. The left, they believe that they are the light in the world. They really do. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be suggesting all of this stupid stuff onto us. And then the big tech companies, mainstream media, all of them are pushing it as if this is something wonderful. When it causes division, and they're saying it doesn't, you should. We all know who's lying.
Well, obviously, division is at an all-time high.
Of course.
So if what they're pushing,
and then they try to blame President Trump for all the division, when they're the ones actually pushing the division.
Well, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I know, right? In the words of Joe Biden, come on. Come on, man.
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, it's never ending with that.
I know. It's so
never frustrating. Ending with the Democrats.
And I agree with you. You know, a lot, you said you think it's going to get worse. Months ago, we said how much worse can it get, and it keeps getting worse.
And we're just coming into the summer.
And it always surprises me with the dumb stuff they come up with, right? Like, I mean, it absolutely blows me away.
I mean, just the CRT is dumb.
Yeah, CRT is dumb. HR1 is dumb. I mean, to federalize our election, I mean, that goes against the very fiber of America.
Yeah, we didn't even get into that. I mean, my goodness.
Right.
We didn't even get into that. And
right.
how they're just highly upset because they couldn't get rid of the filibuster. And
that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And they want to get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah, you know what? And the timing of it, they were trying to get rid of the filibuster before they brought up the HR1. Because if they would have got rid of the filibuster before the HR1 vote came up,
HR1 would have passed.
HR1 would have passed.
Right.
And then they would just push everything else they went through, getting rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
If you look at everything that they're passing, it's all about power. It really is.
It is.
I mean, it's all about power. And if you can't see that, then you need to do your research on some of the stuff that they're passing. I mean, even this infrastructure bill that he passed. I mean, I can't believe it's a bipartisan plan, but quite frankly, it in one way or another, something needed to happen. But I can't wait till the details come out, because I bet a ton of it has nothing to do with infrastructure.
Yep,
in fact, I heard some of it had to deal with tearing down bridges and it comes up with these green New Deal.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We're here at the end.
Okay, we are. Yeah, we are. Okay.
You're like, you're having a good time. Listen to that. Okay, everybody. Hey, 10 more seconds. We'll see you next Thursday. God bless you. God bless America. And, of course, we'll see you next Thursday.
Come on, man.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.